This is your daily mind medicine.
Happy Monday. Let's go. It's the beautiful start to a new week. I don't know where you listen to this from, but let's do an interesting experiment. Take a screenshot of this podcast. Go to Instagram. Post a story and tag me. Username is Taylor A. Welch. No underscores, no dashes. And tell me where you are. So we're getting it's the coolest data from this podcast. There's people literally all over the world that are downloading this. And it's awesome to be able to hang out with you every morning and just kind of set the trajectory for your thinking. And everything comes down to this. Everything. If you can think right, then you can eventually act right. If you act right for a long enough period of time, then you receive the things that you want. So it all starts with the thinking and the belief systems that you have. What I'm sharing and thinking about today is this idea of mile markers versus the journey. And before you tune out on this, yes, other people have mentioned this before, but no, very few people have the same perspective that I do on the mile markers. Yeah, I taught probably 20, 25,000 people how to set goals and targets. We have this piece of training. It's called the Morning Formula. I was just at an event in Orlando a couple of days ago, and I just kind of shared some of the principles from this, how you set healthy goals. You can set a goal that is very unhealthy, and it will feel motivating in the moment, but then as soon as you hit the goal, you lose power, you lose steam. I like setting up goals and targets so that the more I accomplish, the more excited I get about where I'm headed. And the way to do this is actually to reverse the relationship you have with your goals and with your targets. The targets that I'm setting, it's like, you know, you got a target to pay off your house. You want to hit a certain amount of revenue, a certain amount of sales if you're a closer or a sales rep. The key thinking here is that there's got to be a reason why behind the target. So I remember one time teaching a bunch of sales reps this a couple of years ago, and we had a bunch of people who were like, I want to be 50 grand this month, 25 grand. Everybody's goals are different. 12 grand. Like, don't compare yourself to other people's goals. It doesn't matter. Like, what someone else wants is what they want. What you want is what you want. But then I asked them the question, what are you going to do with the money once you get it? And nobody knew. So I was like, you're not going to hit this goal, because even if you do hit it, you're going to self-sabotage your way back down to the level you're at right now. There's got to be a purpose behind it. It's got to be a mile marker, not a destination. And so we started working through this, and one of the guys, you know, he wanted to have some passive investments in some real estate. And so, you know, if you make 30 grand 4 months in a row, you know, you can buy XYZ investments. And then why do you want that? He didn't know. So we started diving into it and could give his family a new opportunity to have great income even after he was gone. He could take more moments with them. Like, why do you want that? And you repeat this until you get to a place where you're just like, that's just what I've always wanted. There's nowhere else we can go. Why do you want to be a good dad so that I can fulfill my legacy, so that they can raise good kids? And why do you want that? So that they can change the legacy of my family. I want my last name to change generationally. Why do you want that? And eventually you get to this place where you're like, there is no destination. All of these things we want, they're just temporary checkpoints that we're stopping by to enjoy. And then we're moving on to the purpose, which is, if you notice, if you study, like I have, the most successful people in the world, there are these missions, and every mission is attached back down to progress. Progress. Can I progress through life appropriately? And when we get too narrow, we get too close to something, we're very taken aback by temporary setbacks and temporary pain and temporary mistakes. When you zoom out, you realize that every time you have to go backwards or stop, or you get confused, or something happens that you do not like, it's actually a repositioning to not only help you hit your milestone or your checkpoint, but to actually be able to go forward through the next checkpoint. If you ever played the game Tetris, life is a lot like this. You got to set up the foundation the right way using the right blocks, because if you leave a hole in the middle of it, you're going to lose the game. And you have to make sure sometimes you got to move pieces around that don't feel good, so that you don't leave a giant vulnerability in the middle of the infrastructure that you're going to have to then tear everything down and rebuild it later. I don't know why I'm talking about this. I know that for me, this is something I've learned a few times, but I think for you, it's important. Your success and failure does not come from the speed with which you hit your mile markers. It comes from your time in the game, your time under tension. You can be a great spouse one day and then a horrible spouse for 4 months, and you're not winning the game. So the key is consistency, and that compounds over and over and over. So today, my challenge for you is this. Find one thing that you can do that will give you progress. It doesn't have to be miles of progress. Just take a step forward, one thing, and then do it again tomorrow. For 150 days, can you do the same thing over and over? Maybe a little thing that positions you for greatness. And you'll start tying your confidence, not to your money, not to your status, but you'll tie your confidence to your ability to be consistent in the things that matter that other people are not consistent in. Adios, love you.